Subway Stop, starring Skip Hohmeyer. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. The party, if you can call it that, was strictly stag. Just a bunch of guys I'd gone to college with. Everybody in old clothes wearing a weekend stubble. Sort of a bull session with booze. And even though we all had to go to work the next morning, it was past 3 o'clock when we broke up. Mike and John walked me down the empty street to the subway station. The city's strange in the middle of the night. Strange and unreal. It seemed to belong to the 53 of us. Its streets empty, save for a couple of characters standing at the corner. The stoplights blinking in automated precision, controlling the traffic that wasn't there. Hold it, you guys.
What? What's the matter?
Hey, what's happened to the elevator? It's missing. Somebody's stolen it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, who stole the owl? Come on, hold up. Who stole it?
Hey, didn't you guys hear? The owl's gone underground.
What, are they ashamed of it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, poor old owl. Oh.
Hey, how do I get my train?
You dig a hole.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
Right here, next to this lamppost. Move aside, Sonny.
Hey, watch who you're pushing, fatso.
Sorry, I didn't mean to push you, pimples.
Wise guy, huh?
Tell him, Gooba.
I'll tell him, Din.
You better get on your way, Sonny, before I turn you in. There's a curfew against you teenagers been out this late.
You boys better go on home.
Who asked you, Pop?
Yeah.
You punks better blow.
Will you keep out of this banana nose?
Oh, you cock! Oh, get up. I can drop you again.
Take it easy, John. Don't you see the little boys are tired of playing with the big boys?
You're going to take that, Gooba?
Shut up, Din. Let's go.
Kids. They like that tough, but they're not really. You know, I was the same way.
Well, it makes you think you've changed.
Right. I guess I haven't changed. I'm just an older teenager, that's all.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Hey, look what's heading right for us.
Good. Tonight ain't our night.
Say, are you fellas scared to help a guy out?
You hit the wrong guy.
Yeah, we're flat, too. We're going to ask you for a dime.
Please.
Go on, beat it.
Please.
You heard my father. Scram.
Anything would help, a nickel, a dime.
How much wine can you buy for a dime?
I ain't going to spend it on wine, honest.
I'm off it. Take off.
Oh, stop picking on him, Mike. Here, maybe I got some change. See, I got 62 cents left after that last poker hand. I need 15 cents for the subway and 15 for the bus. That leaves 32 cents. Oh, 32 cents help you?
Thanks, mister, thanks. And God bless you.
One of those winos hits you every second in this neighborhood.
The neighborhood's changing. It's going downhill.
Is this where I catch my train?
Yep. Downstairs.
Okay. I better take off.
You're coming over my place on Tuesday, right?
Sure, Johnny. Oh, listen, thanks for the party. I had a great time.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Dallas.
Ooh. Hey, you stairs keep still. Oh, the subway's coming. I better hurry. Let me have a token.
How many?
One. Oh, just a second. I can't find my money.
How many?
I told you.
Fair, please.
Here you are. Hey, hold it! Oh, nuts. Hey, lady, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Maybe it was the stale smell of the subway, or the excitement of the near fight. Maybe it was all I'd had to drink. The men's room was located at the dimly lit far end of the platform. I ran to it. Afterwards, I felt better. I was washing the bad taste out of my mouth when the door opened. I turned, and there were the two teenagers.
Hold it, Pops.
Hey, get away from the door.
Just step back, Pops.
You ain't going nowhere.
Well, what do you want?
Are you listening to the little man, Jim?
I'm listening.
Don't sound so tough, does he?
He ain't got the big boys around.
And he needs the big boys. Don't you, Pops?
He needs them.
Because he's a small one, ain't you, little Pops?
Yeah, little Pops.
He's a small one.
Real small.
Like as not, I could break him up myself.
Easy.
Like as not, you could too, huh, Din?
Easy.
Look, I'm not asking for trouble, but if you guys want it...
You gonna give me a hard time, Pops?
Get him, Goob.
I'll get him. I've been choked, huh, Pops? See this, Pops? Right here, under your eyeball. That's right. That's a knife.
Use it, Gooba. Cut him up a little.
Look at him, Din. Oh, Pops is a-sweating and a-sweating.
Go, man, go.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Look out, Gooba.
Oh, you hit me, will you? Get his arm, Din. For Christ's sake, get his arm.
Yeah.
There, now. Once upon a time, Pops, there was this little boy, and he didn't like his pops.
Oh!
His pops spoke bad like. And old Goober didn't like that. Come on, Jim, come on, get in. No, man, don't use your feet. That ain't kosher. Use your knees.
I gotta get home. I supported myself against the cold plank wall. I made my way to the cashier's cage. She couldn't see me because the windows were dusty and clouded with grime. I tried to shout, but I couldn't. I tapped on the window. I tapped for a long time before she noticed me.
Huh? What do you want?
Help.
I can't hear a word you're saying. Come over here by the turnstile.
Help, please.
Oh, it's you again. What are you bothering me for?
Please.
Pick up, you're mumbling.
I...
Too drunk to answer, huh? Miss, if you don't want nothing, don't block the way. Did you hear me? Get out of the way. Yes, ma'am. How many? Two, please.
Oh, please help me.
Hey, what's the matter with him? Drunk. Look funny hanging over the turnstile like that. How to call a cop, I guess.
Say, look at the blood at his lip.
Yeah, I fell down probably.
You sure? He looks hurt.
I wouldn't go near him. I'm used to his kind. You should see the place I work in. I'll bet.
Hey, mister. Hey, you hurt?
Hey, you don't sound good. Maybe you should call a cop. I don't want no trouble. As long as he don't make trouble for me, I won't make no trouble for him.
Yeah, but don't you understand? This guy's hurt bad.
Nothing ever happens to those kind of guys.
Oh, here comes my train. Maybe you should call a doctor, lady.
What, for that bum? Don't be silly.
Can't find any wallet, no identification.
I told you, just a bum.
Well, see, you might call a doctor at
something.
Oh, well, look, I gotta go. Watch yourself, mister.
Help.
Block the gears, brother.
I need help.
We all do, brother. We all do.
No, no, you
step
don't.
Step aside, brother.
I'm hurt. Dying.
Wages of sin is death, brother. The wages of sin is death. Remember that, brother.
Hey, mister, you better beat it. You can't hang around here all night. You hear me?
Give me two tokens.
Yeah.
All right, too, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, we just missed it, Jim. We're always just missing Frank.
There'll be another one along in a minute.
Well, what's he staring at?
Huh? Who?
Him, that bum. Hey, what are you staring at?
Oh, he's just a drunk, honey.
Well, I don't like him staring.
Okay, buddy. You heard the lady. Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, he's sure carrying the mail.
Yeah, he's looking at us, but he don't see us. Hey, watch. Watch it, buddy. Watch it. You're slipping. Let me help. Hey. You're hurt, aren't you? Honey, I better go get some help.
Come on, Jimmy. We don't want any trouble.
But, honey, this guy's hurt. He's hurt bad.
I know that.
I just can't leave him here.
Look, Jimmy, he's probably a crook or something.
Him? Oh, come on. Be sensible.
I am. And I want you to be sensible. You bother with him, you're going to have to bother with cops, carts maybe, and the newspaper.
Newspaper? Think so?
Sure. Supposing that guy dies, it's sure to get in the paper that you found him, you and me. I don't want my name in the paper, do you?
Oh, but honey, he's hurt.
Do you want your name in the paper?
Well, no, I...
Darling, it wouldn't look too good, would it? Supposing your wife read about it, huh? Now look, Jim, he's a bum. You gonna throw everything away for a bum?
Oh, I don't know.
Our train's coming. He'll be all right.
But this guy...
Come on.
Look, buddy, I'm sorry.
Oh, he can't hear you? Come on.
Oh, I'd hate to leave him like this.
What's the matter with you? Was he your brother or something? You don't even know the guy. Don't buy trouble, Jim.
Maybe you're right.
Come on, darling.
You understand, Mac? Don't you? Help. Help. Awakening. looking at the clouds, the sky, the sun. After a while, I closed my eyes. I could hear people coming down the steps.
Oh, brother, he's got a beaut. Where do they find the money?
Look at him.
Boy, he's sleeping peacefully like a baby. Oh, for the life of a bum, huh? Look at his mouth. It's wide open.
People of the city, going to work, laughing, ignoring, leaving me to die. I didn't mind any longer. I should have cursed them, shouted out, but I didn't. I couldn't. I felt sorry for them. And then I heard a slow shuffle of feet coming down the steps, coming toward me. I could smell the stench of old wine and beer. I felt rough, calloused hands rub across my cheek. Finally, I heard a voice.
Remember me, mister? You gave me money last night. You was the only one who did. What's the matter, mister? You hurt?
Yes.
You stay there. I'm going to call an ambulance. You stay right there.
I heard him move away, and then, after a few minutes, he came back and sat beside me. He lifted my head and cradled it in his arms. I knew that it was going to be all right. I wanted to thank him.
Don't try and talk, mister. You don't have to say anything.
Thanks.
You don't got to thank me. I got to thank you. You gave me the money. I used your dime for the phone call.
Hey, you two, get out of the way. You bums are always cluttering up the steps.
Mister, my friend and me ain't bums. He's sick and I'm helping him.
Yeah, I ought to call a cop.
You, mister. You're the bum.
In William N. Robeson's production of Subway Stop by Arthur Zagoras. In just a moment, reporting Mr. Hohmeyer in Subway Stop were Shirley Mitchell, Virginia Gregg, Barney Phillips, Bill Quinn, Joe DeSantis, Tommy Cook, Jackie Kelk, and Norm Alden.